Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI, Real Estate on Air.
If you are looking to go from being part-time to full-time, this is the video that will take you there. How to make $100,000, six figures, as a part-time real estate agent. My name is Allie the Agent. I'm Allie the Agent on all social media, or Allie Garced. Let's hit it. In case you do not know who I am or my background is, I was a special agent for the Air Force, an active duty military member. I was the rank of major, and I did that for 10 years. I was in the service for 10 years, deploying, going TDY, being away from family, doing all the things. And I realized that I did not want to do that for another 10 years in order to get the pension. Because as you know, or in case you don't, any career field that has a pension available, because it has the pension available, you're taking a reduced price for your salary. So I wanted unlimited income and I wanted what to do with my own time. I was tired of working for others. I did not feel like the Air Force really knew my worth or valued me. Like, I'm just being straight up. So I was like, you know what? I want to be my own business owner. I want to work for myself with who I want to work with whenever I want to work. So I became a real estate agent, and my first year I made close to $130,000 as a part-time real estate agent. I understand it's a big commitment to go exactly from, you know, zero to 100, or rather from going from your 100, your W-2 to zero, and essentially starting a new career without any income coming in. That's a really, really hard decision to make. But I find, because of the amount of agents that I interview on my podcast, The Agent Goldmine, that is the way to do it. When your back is against the wall, you have no other choice but to make that career field you're in succeed. You'll do whatever it takes, legally, of course. I still had a commitment to be in the Air Force for another year and a half when I got my real estate license. So I was doing both. And I want to tell you exactly what the steps were that I took in order to make six figures in 8 months and $130,000 through the first 12 months of me being part-time while I still had a full-time W-2 job and was still traveling. If you are looking to go from being part-time to full-time, this is the video that will take you there. This is my 12-step process of what I took to go from being a part-time real estate agent to a full-time real estate agent and making even more than what I was making as a part-time realtor. Number one, it sounds so simple, but you have to commit. This might actually be the hardest one out of all of them. You have to commit. And it's easy to say, oh, I'm committed. I'm telling my friends and my family that I am now a real estate agent. That is not commitment. Commitment is knowing that you do not have a backup, that you're actually going to put your full 110% effort into being a real estate agent before you call it quits. You're not dating around like, oh yeah, I could just break up with them. You know, it ain't no thing. No, this is a marriage. Like, commit to being a business owner in the actions that you take every day and your mental state. Number two is very simple. Start telling everyone you know you are now in real estate. And don't have it be annoying and just say, hey, by the way, I'm in real estate. No. Take your database, which is your contacts on your phone, which is, you don't yet have a CRM, but if you do, excellent. Reach out to them. Facebook, Instagram, anybody that you have contact with through any way, in person and digital, ask them about them. How are you doing? How can I help you in any way? Not yet in real estate. Eventually the conversation will turn around and they'll be like, oh, by the way, how are you, Karen? And that's when you can say, oh, thanks so much for asking. You know, I actually just switched career fields. I'm in the middle of a transition. I'm a real estate agent. So if you know of anyone looking to move anywhere, I can connect them to a real estate agent if it's not in my city, or I would love to be of service to them and help them purchase or sell here in Houston, here in Baltimore, wherever you're at. That's easy, right? Number two is pretty easy. Number one is a big mental change. Number three is start tracking. Now this is where so many agents fail. They do not track how many conversations they have every single day. And that stresses me out. I mean, you have to, otherwise you have no idea how many people you're talking to, how many people respond back to you, in what manner is picking up the phone and calling them better return for you, or is blasting out a couple of messages on Facebook Messenger better? You don't know until you track. You're not gonna be talking to 3-4 people and then all of a sudden get a listing. No, we're talking hundreds. For example, in my business, I have a goal of talking to almost 700 people, attempting to talk to 700 people-ish every single month in order for me to make the amount of closings and grow the community as much as I want it to. Reverse engineer that. And I have other videos on this channel that will help you reverse engineer, but you have to have a number. In case you don't have a number, I'll tell you what mine was, and actually still is, for real estate sales. And my number is 6. As long as I had 6 conversations about real estate every single day, then I would make an average of $300,000 GCI. And I have found that to be true so far, but you have to have a number and stick with it. Now, how I got that number 6 is through reading a book called Traction by Gino Wickman and somebody else, I always forget. And that book is really good, not just for real estate sales, but any business owner. You realize, they call it like rocks, but you're supposed to have like quarterly goals. And did you meet them? If not, flex. Pivot. Don't just have the same numbers as quarter one. If you didn't have as many conversations about real estate as you were supposed to in quarter one, you need to increase that shit quarter two. And if you did a lot, can you keep that pace up? Maybe you can do the same thing quarter three. Or if you wanted to go on vacation, maybe that's why you increased it quarter two, to then take a little bit of a break in quarter three. So on and so forth. You get the point. But I track my shit on an Excel. It is not complicated. Is it tedious? 100%. I have learned to love this process of tracking all the numbers. That's just like me as a nerd. And I understand that it takes a lot of effort, mainly mental effort, because it doesn't take a lot of physical effort. All you do is just freaking tally. That's all you're doing, is just tallying. I have 3 tabs open every single day. And that's how I made 6 figures in my first 8 months. The first tab is my tracker. That's exactly what you're seeing on the screen now. I have 3 different segments. One is for agent attraction. Those that I want to be a part of our community, I'm tracking that. Number 2 is clients, buyers and sellers. I am still working the market. I still have a good pulse on the market. I have 6 under contract as we speak. The 3rd one is for retention. It's talking within my community. How many appointments? I want to make appointments with those in my community. I want to be of service to them. I will switch around my calendar to be of service to them because I'm financially incentivized in their business. The more transactions they do, the more I benefit. So I want to pour even more into them. That is the model of EXP. So I have 3 trackers just within that one tab. So that's tab 1 of 3 tabs that I have open all of the time when I'm working. The 2nd tab is my CRM. Now I use KV Core. It's not necessary for you to use KV Core. I use it because it's free. Is it clunky? Yes. Is it perfect? No. But it gets the job done. The purpose of my CRM, and I made another video about this too, about how to utilize your CRM, just look at my channel, is in my mind, it's to remind me of who I need to talk to, who I need to stay top of mind to. And you'll see in that video that I don't have 3-4 people. I'm talking to 45 people at least, like every single day, attempting to, me reaching out to 45 people, staying top of mind to all of them, because the more people you talk to, the more transactions you'll close. That's it. It's as simple as that. And the 3rd tab that I have open is my Google Calendar. Why do I use it? The color coordination, it's free, and I have it open for whenever I, on my CRM, my KV Core, whenever I'm adding another task, hey, I need to follow up with Mary again about XYZ topic. When should I follow up? I'm not just putting a date in the future blindly. I'm choosing it specifically to the dates that I'm working from my calendar. So I go on my Google Calendar and I'm like, hey, am I working this day on May 22nd? Oh no, I'm not. Let me not have my CRM then expect me to make 45 conversations when I decided to take the day off. See what I mean? So that is the 3rd thing in starting your tracker. I went a little bit in the weeds there, but start tracking the amount of conversations you have. Even if it's not on the Google Drive, which that's what I use, is just the Excel version of whatever Google Drive has. You could just use good old pen and paper. Shit, like tally. 1 conversation, tally. 2nd one, tally. The 3rd one, and that's it. That's all you need. Over time, You'll want to have it digitally because you're going to be on the go and because you're not going to want to lose that piece of paper that tells you day after day, week after week, month after month, quarter after quarter of how many times you attempted to have a conversation, how many people responded, that conversion, out of how many responded, how many appointments did you set, what's that percentage or what's that conversion, and from how many appointments you set, how many closings did you get, and what's that percentage or that conversion. Very, very importante, because without those numbers, you have no idea who the F you're talking to, if you should be having more conversations. There was a study, people in sales, and they studied those that did not track and those that did track and what the ROI was, who was more successful, basically. And they realized that those that did track, obviously, were more successful. But not only that, those that did not track their numbers, they thought they had the same amount of conversations as those that tracked because they felt heavy. Your emotions, you might be having a bad day, you might have had a bad conversation, and that weighs on you. And that one conversation now feels like 10. And even though you only had one conversation and you didn't tally one, like this group did, they tally, okay, one conversation, even though it was a shitty one, it was one conversation, let's go on to the next one. This one was like, oh my gosh, I need like a little bit more of a mental break. Let me just get back to cold calling later. Or let me stop my door knocking. Let me just pick it up tomorrow. Let me pick it up this afternoon. And that's what would happen. So at the end of the day, or at the end of the trial period, they asked this group, how many conversations do you think you had? Their answer was so inflated that it like, was crazy. You know, they answered thinking that they matched this group when really it was night and day. So without concrete, you know, pen to paper, digital tracking, you have no idea. I think I'm belaboring this point. Number four is interview brokerages. And maybe I should have started off with this, but before you just jump into a brokerage, you want to make sure that the group that you're joining has already accomplished and is actively accomplishing what you want to accomplish. It sounds so simple, but yet people don't do it. People join their uncle's brokerage because it's their uncle. Meanwhile, uncle is running a non-profitable brokerage. Maybe your uncle is a hotshot, I don't know. But is the environment that he or she has created, are the other agents in that group doing the amount of transactions that you want to be doing? And are they doing it on the reg? So definitely interview around. Do not just talk to the recruiter. That's also another big mistake. Don't just talk to the recruiter. They're going to paint the picture of rainbow checks and commissions. It's not like that. Talk to the agents on that crew. And I would suggest if you have just a little bit of self-confidence, and trust me, I know you're capable of it. I don't even know who you are, but I know you're capable of it. I would suggest don't join a team. Don't join a formal team. A formal team will take 50-50 split. They might feed you some leads. The quality of those leads might vary quite a bit. But because of that, you're going to be paying them a lot more than I think what you're worth. And again, I don't even know you, but you are worth more than 50%. In our community, we're all looking to retire early. A lot of us already can retire early. We already have good sized portfolios. We have different streams of revenue and income coming in. And that's what we teach you. You know, if you're looking to become that, hang around them. You know, like what's the easiest way to become a millionaire? Hang around with other millionaires. What's the fastest way to go to jail? Hang around with felons. You know, like that's it. It's very, very obvious, I think. Your environment is everything. Do not settle for somebody local because they say that they can handhold you. If you need that handholding, if you do not have any self-accountability, then maybe that's what you need. That's great. But if you think that you have the discipline, the grit, the tenacity to be able to wake up early and just hit it and do what we say, we have the blueprint for you. All you need to do is implement. All you need to do is implement. That is it. So if you're able to do that, then shit, make an appointment with me below because I want to talk to you. Those are the people that we partner with. The fifth way of how I made 6 figures in 8 months is not just by using my CRM, which I mentioned before, which is KVCore, but also Trello. I started out with Trello. I will say I didn't really get too familiar with KVCore when I first started out. When you join, as you know, this is a fire hose worth of information. There is so much to take care of. In order, it's the MLS and then EXP and then our shit. Just so you know. So I started off with Trello. I slowly transitioned to KVCore for my communication. And Trello, I still use for a higher level view of all of my transactions. As you start getting more and more busy, you won't be able to keep up. You're gonna need to have an overview of where every single buyer is. You know, where is every single seller at? Are we 1 week out from closing? Are we still in the inspection period? Have we ordered the appraisal? So we have like different columns, and I can show you exactly how I do it in my Trello. So that way you can set it up the same. Actually, I've already done it for you. So once you join our community, you will have access to this. All you have to do is just copy and paste. It's as easy as that. Again, I'm giving you the blueprint. And with the CRM, how the two tie together is the Trello is for the overview, where all my clients at. Let me make sure that I touch all of my clients, not physically. And then the CRM is, you know, how many conversations do I need to have? What am I talking to them next? So add all of your notes into the CRM and have all the follow-up. The money, or what they say is the fortune, is in the follow-up. And that's for real. Every single person that I add to my KV Core or whatever your CRM that you're using, I add 5 tasks. So a task specifically within KV Core, because that is what's going to notify me. Every single day I wake up and I see 45 or 48 or 52, or hopefully not in the 60s. 60s is a lot, but I think in the next couple of months, I'll end up getting there. And it'll tell me who exactly I need to touch on and talking about what. So the 5 tasks that I have for every single person that I add to my KV Core, the first one is every Monday. I categorize these days of the week, so it's easier for me. It's easier for me to copy and paste. Every Monday, I ask for talent. Hey, Nancy, it's been 20 years since we've spoken to each other. I'm just going off the cuff here. Hey, how are you doing? My business is actually growing so fast, and I'm actually struggling a little bit to keep up with the growth. Do you know of anyone looking to get their license, or any licensed agent looking to switch brokerages to maybe a better environment that's better suited for them? So that's me asking for talent. I ask for talent every 9 to 12 months. Then on Tuesdays, I ask for business, or I ask for a referral if I'm talking to an agent. Enough said. On Wednesdays, I ask to meet. If they're local, then I ask to meet them for lunch, breakfast, coffee, dinner, whatever. If they're not local, then I ask them what conferences they're going to, or I tell them what conferences I'm going to. Hey, will I see you there? Then on Thursdays, I push my side hustle. And because again, in our community, we always try to have some sort of side hustle, passive income. So I had a couple of, you know, availabilities or vacancies in my rental properties here. So I'm like, hey, do you happen to know of anybody looking to rent in Tucson? I would love to connect them to my property and see if they want to rent it out. So push aside hustle on Thursdays. On Fridays is my life update, and I do that every 3 months. So just that life update alone, I'm touching them 4 times with just that one task, but I have 5 tasks. And the life update is anything. It could be anything. Oh my gosh, did you see that Toby Keith died at the age of 62? You know, that it could be that. Any conversation starter that shows my personality, because I'm not doing this just to talk about real estate. I want to make sure that that person is doing well. What can I do to be of service to you? Even if it's not real estate related. The 6th thing I did in order to help me make 6 figures in 8 months is I took the DISC, the personality test, you know, that one, the Myers-Briggs or whatever, because it was a part of our onboarding, because our community wants to know how you like, and what kind of person you are, you know, like what kind of a person are you? How do you respond and resonate to certain things? So that way we can communicate best with you. But also I took it again during a segment that I was in as part of a training as a new agent within our community, which you get for free. It's called The Locker Room. They have a lot of courses, like 9 to 12 weeks long, to help you just catapult your business. And they helped me a lot. So it started off with the DISC, and not just taking the DISC. Okay, whoop-de-doo, cool. I'm, you know, whatever. But how to apply that in lead generation strategies to help you get clients, because it's good to know that you're extroverted, or it's good to know that you're introverted, but what do you do then? You know? So what Track taught me is that I do not love cold calling, and there is a certain lead generation strategy for every personality type. There's some for the outgoing, there's some for the introvert, there's some for in the middle, there's some for, you know, there's so many different ways to get business. Pick any and run with it. So that's what that helped me with. I realized at that point, not that I ever even really tried too hard. I was like, cold calling, not for me. I will stick with Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. That is what I like. That's what I'm comfortable with. And that helps me bring in clients that want to work with me, as opposed to me chasing down leads. I'm not good with rejection. No, thank you. No. But you might not give a shit, which is great, than cold call. So that's what I did, especially being part of that Track program. and The Locker Room, which has a ton of free coaches, free training, a lot of video courses, seller appointments, you know, how to get a seller, how to do an open house, how to do a mega open house, buyer stuff. I mean, they have the works in there. And you get that for free, the whole community for free by being a part of my community. Now, the seventh way is open houses. Say you don't want a cold call, say you're not comfortable with video, then... That was my dog. Did you hear that? Then I would say if you're the type that is better in person, then you better be doing 8 open houses a week. And I mean like maybe 2 open houses on Saturday, 2 open houses on Sunday, maybe 2 on Friday, and maybe 2 others throughout like during the weekday. But you better be hitting open houses hard. Again, how bad do you want 6 figures? Maybe you don't want it bad enough. Maybe you do. In our community, if you are a new real estate agent with eXp, you are given an eXp mentor. The mentor is up to you to decide how much you want to take advantage of them. They're there to help you, and they're also there as volunteers. So they're not going to be the ones reaching out to you saying, hey, have you done your homework, Allie? No. If you have a question, reach out to them. This is your business. No one is going to want it more than you. So don't wait for anybody to check in on you. If you have a question, you have to learn how to ask. We also have pods or accountability groups within our 5 Pillars community. Take advantage, get plugged in, meet other people across the country or across the world, because we're in multiple countries now, 5 Pillars is, and ask them how they're doing business. You'd be surprised how much you'll learn from somebody out in Portugal, from somebody out in Connecticut, and what you can implement to your state. When you join our community, if I am your sponsor, then I am here to answer any and all strategy questions, how to build your business, how to scale your business. And that's exactly what I'm here to do. Shelby, my sponsor, Ruben, her sponsor, Micah, his sponsor, all the way up. That's what we're here to do, is we're here to help you with the overall business building to make this a true business that you can step out of and not have to open doors at the age of 85 and still hoping for your next buyer and seller. No, that's not the life we're trying to create. So again, it's taking advantage and booking appointments with us. That's what we're here to do. Again, we are financially incentivized. As soon as you join us, I am financially incentivized to make your business succeed. But on the flip side, if I'm giving you so much time, which I'm going to, and you don't make any changes, I can only go so far. So we have the checklist, we have the blueprint, and we try to help you as far as targeting it into different segments. Hey, this comes first, then this, so as to not overwhelm you, but we can only do so much. So it's up to you to have your business take off and act. Number 9 was using my calendar. Kind of going back to the 3 tabs that I have open every single day, my calendar now, if you look at it, oh my gosh, there is no white space. And I do this on purpose. One, I don't want to forget anything. So any important tasks I am adding as a time block on my calendar. So I have certain days designated for some certain things. Like on Saturdays and Fridays, I do YouTube. Like on Fridays, I'm editing my video, or rather I'm making sure that the edits go through okay. On Saturdays, I'm recording them. On Sundays, I'm uploading it. And that's just for my YouTube section, but also, you know, buyers, sellers, every referrals. So I try to be as organized as possible. So that way I do a lot of batch work. So on Thursdays, I'm doing my referrals. Where are all of my outbound referrals at? Do they like the agent that I connected them with? Do I need to find them another? Do I need to make sure that the paperwork has been signed? Etc., etc. In the calendar, any single time I have, say, an inspection to sit at, because in Arizona, a licensed agent has to be at every inspection the entire time. You know, just making things as easy as possible for you. So I add the location, the address in my calendar. So that way when I'm out the door, like running out the door, okay, to the next inspection, all I have to do is just open up the Google Calendar, click on the link or click on the Google address, and it just takes me there. You know, like do as much as you can up front to make your life easier in an hour, to make your life easier next year. You will thank yourself. Do you hear him? Also with your calendar, the first thing you do, no matter when you're looking at this, but especially in the beginning of the new year, is at the beginning of every year, or really if you're watching this now and you haven't yet done it, do this now, is go on your calendar. Again, I use Google, and block out any and all days of vacation. Vacation and family come first always, especially since you'll realize that as you go on vacations, that's when the clients come in. free time. So block those days off. In my calendar, I have them blocked off as yellow because yellow is my favorite color. And then red is an actual appointment. So any and all appointments are in red. Blue is for business building activities or really time where I can work on the business. So I really need to have a good hour at least in order to think about my business. Purple is for my investments, so on and so forth. You'll have your system, but just color coordinate and make sure you do it as a recurring time, whether it's the same time every single day that you want to time block to make your conversations, or the same, you know, first Monday of the month in order to do XYZ activity. But just make sure you're building a schedule that works for you and that you stick to it. This goes in line with number 10, which is scheduling your prospecting time in your calendar. So once you already have your family time, your vacation time, your downtime, you know, that comes first. Then schedule your prospecting time. That comes second. So in my case, I have Monday through Friday, 7 days of the week, but I hit it hardest Monday through Friday, where I have 2 hours of designated time just for my CRM. So I have a time block, it's in red because it's an appointment for me. I am, you know, meeting myself. I am not gonna let myself down. So I have this time in red on my Google Calendar from 7 to 9, and that is where I make my tasks. I go into my KV Core, I see who do I need to talk to, boom, 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 copy and paste everything, but of course personalize it. And then I just wait for the amount of responses to come in. And depending on which, you know, like that, there's like that square that has like important and urgent and like not important, not urgent. I didn't explain that correctly, but I hope you know what I'm talking about. If it is important and urgent, like time sensitive and a higher chance of closing, that's priority. And that is sales. That's not me being mean to anybody else. That is sales. We need to make a living. So, and then anything else will come in second or third or fourth. Because in this business, every single day you wake up unemployed. Every single day you have to go after it. And if that thought scares you, maybe test out being a real estate agent, but it might not be a good fit. I don't really know. You can only determine for yourself. The 11th thing is something that I actually babbled too much about earlier on, and I already covered it. It's the 3 tabs that are open every single working day, no matter what. Your tracker, your KV Core or your CRM, and your Google Calendar. That is it, every single day. If you also wanna have your Trello or whatever system you use as an overview of where are all of my clients at, then have that open as well. By the way, if you want more of this, schedule a one-on-one call with me. If something I've said is unclear, I want to clear it up for you. So leave it as a comment below. I respond to all comments. If you want a one-on-one tutoring session for free, dude, I'm here for it because I want to tell you what it's going to be like. I wanna show you what it's gonna be like if and when you join our community. Our community is growing like super fast. We're all over really the world. We're in Europe, we're in Canada, we're in the US, and we're only growing. We're growing though with like-minded people. So if this has resonated with you, book a call with me. I want to talk to you. I want to see if we would be a good fit in order to help your business succeed. Again, when your business succeeds, I am financially incentivized to see that. So it's a win-win. Now, the last point of how I made 6 figures in 8 months is thinking about all of the sacrifices you're gonna need to make. This is not easy. I will say that time and time again. It is not easy. I did not get lucky. I did 44 transactions my first year as a full-time agent, not because of luck, not because of the market. The market was down in 2023. I did that because of the amount of time that I had set out every single day, the foundation that I had in my business of this is what happens on this day. This is what happens during these hours. Again, I'm time blocking everything on my calendar and following up with it and sticking to it. And at the end of the day, it's just how many conversations do you have to how many appointments do you set? It's making appointments in the morning and going on appointments in the afternoon. That's it. That is being a real estate agent. But because of that, you're gonna be missing some things. What is it that you wanna miss? Do you wanna go full throttle and just sacrifice everything? No family, no sleep. I don't recommend that. You know, like no going out, no whatever. And do you wanna just focus and talk to as many people as you can from behind the screen, what I'm doing now? Or do you not wanna go as hard? Either way, this is your business. Either way, if you're achieving the goals that you wanna achieve, then that's what success looks like to you. So I want to help you achieve your level of success, whatever that is. Book a call with me below. We'll talk about it and I'll let you know what it's like to join our community. See you on the next video.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.